So it's the beginning of the year, high school, grade 11, and we have this new Indian teacher. She taught us chemistry. She had this weird look, and she was about 1 meter 20 centimeters tall. Her hair was like a balloon tied up in a ponytail. So from first time we saw her, we just knew that she wouldn't be able to control us. We just knew it. So once we had this lab exercise, and honestly, I don't remember what it was about because I was too busy teasing her. But I remember having matches in my hand, so I went playing around with them. And I wanted to ask her something, so I lit one and went to ask her something, the thing I wanted, which I don't remember. So accidentally, I burnt her hair, and we had to literally change the lab because of the smell. Yeah, we had to change the lab. So another time we had some lesson about electricity, and as any typical lesson, there were worksheets. So as usual, we were messing around with her and pretending that there was an earthquake, and there were chairs flying around in the chairs, not papers, chairs flying around. She screamed as loud as she can and said, "I am fasting. I pray God that will kill me at this moment instead of talking to you guys." And she had this electricity worksheet above her head and said, "I hope that a miracle will happen and I get electrified and die." But still, we weren't calm. We didn't get be quiet. And she wanted something more serious. She had to cut computer wire and put it in her ear. She had her hand near the switch and said, "Now if God have mercy on me, he will kill me." And I was like, "No teacher, no, wait, don't kill yourself." And I turned around to the student and told them, "Anyone quick, get a video camera to take this historical event." And then turned around to her and said, "Action, you may proceed." But the thing is that the bell rang and we all ran out of the class like animals who just escaped from the zoo. Any students do that. So the irony here is that at the end of the year, she was crying and saying that we were the best class she has ever had.